you know, complaints from our members calling in.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I'm joined with Philip Morris. Actually, it was a good segue. I don't know if we planned that, but what would you say by Dave Matthews Band to have that as a bumper music as we talk about all the things that are said on the Nextdoor app?
Yes, indeed.
And this was a while ago, because I think Jimmy Kimmel started doing, I don't know if he did it once or if it's a recurring bit, a bit like mean tweets are now, of dramatic reenactments of Nextdoor app exchanges. So I've never been on a Nextdoor. I've never been in a neighborhood news thing. But how would you describe what Nextdoor is?
Oh, my gosh. I said it is the online drama of whatever's happening in your zip code or in your area. It's almost as bad now as the I've got the Ring video doorbell. And so on the app, it has its own version of Nextdoor inside. So you get all these things like, I saw this. I can't believe this is happening. And it's just like, why are you talking about this out loud? Like, keep that stuff in your head.
So it's basically all user-created, like it's a forum.
Yes.
But it's locked, because I remember wanting to, when Jimmy Kimmel did that, I was like, oh, we should do some that's in the area, and you have to give all your neighborhood information, mm-hmm. and it has to verify your address.
That's right.
In order to get access. You can't just, like, be a voyeur and pop in there. You know, because certain Facebook groups will have neighborhood groups. But it's pretty easy to join that, and whoever the administrator is probably is just going to like let you in.
That's right.
But this, there was a little more security as far as making sure that it is only the people who live in those neighborhoods.
That's right. And I think the original, use for it was, hey, I can keep up with what's going on in my neighborhood. People post things that I should know. Hey, we found your dog. I have it here. Go on to Nextdoor, and you got the message, because it's only in your community. It's only in your zip code or your kind of your local geography. And I think it's not any further out than maybe like 2 or 3 miles from where you are. So you're getting probably good local news, like in your community, of stuff that should be, I would say, helpful. But I'll give you an instance here, and I won't, put you out there, but Janine in the Village, don't know what Village this is, her post here 13 hours ago was, people, when you're sitting in the comfort of your own home watching porn, apparently on a soundbar from what info I can get, you may not realize that you're broadcasting it through my Samsung Smart Hub refrigerator. Please disconnect me from your device. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, could you imagine that? You're sitting there, I'm like, I got 3 kids. And you get something all of a sudden like, what is happening? Where's this coming from? Oh. Okay.
That sounds like a really good PSA for not getting internet connected kitchen appliances.
Thank you.
That's like the only reason. I still don't understand why you need like a toaster that connects to the internet, like what it's going to tell you or what software update you need for it.
Your toast is ready.
Right? And so I don't understand the appeal of that, but that sounds like a really good reason to not do it, because you don't want your neighbor's porn broadcasting into your kitchen.
Oh, they get better. I mean, you have so much. And Jimmy Kimmel, you're right. I said he's done some, had the doozies and whoppers. I said, but you find these ones, and I know there's a whole best of Nextdoor, whole social media thing. I don't live on there, but I said I have seen the things, and you're like, really? I mean, people will post about their kids and like talk about these outrageous things. There's another one here that I grabbed from a couple days ago that I just thought was like, to the woman who hooked up with my son last night, I'm not his roommate, I am his mother. He's a freeloader, and I'm the one who taught him to put a little bit of nutmeg inside those scrambled eggs. He did not go to culinary school, contrary to popular belief. I hope you get to read this, because you're in for a good ride, and he's not allowed back into my house because he needs to get a job. I've told him that many times. I would have introduced you to him. I would have introduced myself had I known he said this to you. But since we live under the same roof, I figured, I'll just let him do it and do what he's going to do. However, his name is Josh, and she calls her son out. His name is Josh. So if you're in this community in your neighborhood, you probably know who's who. You probably heard him talk about his friend because he published one book and thinks he's suddenly a famous author. He's not. He's still a loser. He's also a freeloading slob. So if you can help him get a job, that'd be great. Like,
wow.
Like,
I'm trying to imagine my mom. Debbie Bry would never.
I mean, maybe not then, but maybe now. Is she on Nextdoor? You might have some messages out there like, let me tell you about Kristen.
So what else? What have you seen in your, because are you on there?
I am on there. I'm on there for my last neighborhood. And then when I changed my address and, updated that stuff, I try not to, because I get the alerts and I'm always like, really? We're talking about this? Like, what's going on here?
Was there a big difference between Bayview and Tosa?
Yes. There's you can definitely tell that Tosa is much more family, and you get these weird things, but there are also some of them can be strange. You know, occasionally we have the ones like, hey, found this cat in my neighborhood. But then you'll have someone like, I found a cat who's got a camera around his neck. I think he's a peeping Tom. And like, and so you're like, oh, this is funny. Like, and here's a picture of him, and it's on the street. I'm like, who's hanging cats around or cameras around their cat's net and let them roam the neighborhood? That is kind of creepy because cats just sit places. So could you imagine if you're just, you know, you outside and there's a cat sitting in your window just like recording? Like, it's kind of creepy. You'd want to know these things. But Bayview is a lot of drunken things like, to whoever left their underwear on my front porch or hanging on my doorknob, this is, you know, you don't live here. This was your last apartment, not your current one. I said, they go far and wide. And people, I tell people it's as real as it gets. It becomes very annoying and it's over the top because you'll get alerts based on your zip code. So-and-so, it's always, your neighbor so-and-so has published this, and you just get a little snippet. And if it's really good, you're like, okay, well, let me log in real quick and see. Most times you're like, why'd I do that? That was a terrible idea.
So is it better for the gossip or for the usefulness of the actual service? Like, what keeps you coming back?
Oh, nothing keeps me coming back. I said, when I kind of mentioned it to you, I was like, this show and letting people know, like, leave your dirty laundry at home, like in your own mind, behind your own closed doors. You don't need to publish that out there on next door. Your neighbors don't want to hear it. You know, I know that people have creepy thoughts. I don't need to know all of them. You know, privacy is, you know, a thing for a reason. You know, the original utility of, yes, looking out for your neighbors. Hey, your garage door opens here. If you don't know all of your neighbors, somebody three doors down. Hey, I noticed somebody out here. Can you let this person know that, you know, their back door is open or this, that, and the other? The old days before this existed, people just walked out next door and said, hey, neighbor, I closed your garage door for you, or this, that, and the other. But these days, you might get shot, so you better put it on next door, or you end up being labeled, you know, this, that, or the other because of, you know, who you are, where you're from, the color of your skin. You never know. So maybe next door is the thing, because there are hundreds of thousands of users on there. And I said that their social media and their presence, I'm like, that best of, it gets lots of views.
So what... If hundreds of thousands of users nationwide, but how many are in Tosa?
Oh, I got no idea. I don't want to know.
They don't tell you?
No.
So does it just come up as a forum and then you can just click into stuff that you feel like is relevant to you?
It's just, imagine like a Reddit and a subreddit. It comes out like that.
Okay.
And so then you'll see the topics and then people, you can comment and people will communicate. I mean, there'll be some good ones like, hey, my son just turned 16. He really wants a job, but, you know, he doesn't have a car. You know, we want to do things, you know, can he mow your lawn? And so I can appreciate that because I've had some folks that have stopped by that I'll say, hey, you know what? You can shovel my snow for $3 because they have no idea how much it really costs. Sure, I'll take that 16-year-old kid. But then there's other ones like, I'm really good with my hands. And I'm like, why would you put that out there? Because your picture's there. You know, when you live in my neighborhood, you're creepy. Now I have to look you up and find out who you are and, you know, make sure you're not on some kind of other list so I can now tell everybody in the neighborhood, like, watch out for this guy. He's up to no good. Talk about how wonderful his hands are and with no context. This is not that kind of place.
So it feels like there's a lot of really weird ones, but I also just feel like it's a prime place for... because this is now the nomenclature. I understand that people get very offended by this term, but... it is what it is. A lot, you know, a place for Karens to complain and to gripe and get very riled up over something that is not a very big deal. And is there a lot of that too? Because everything you've listed so far is more just kind of weird.
Just weird. There are some of that. I grabbed one here from a couple days ago. A husband that's on there, you know, because you can have your entire family accounts on there. He posted, my wife Vicky, just so you know, ordered spike strips so people will stop using our circular driveway to turn around. They're just letting their neighbors know, don't pull into our driveway. And you'll see stuff like that of just like, hey, I saw so, and people get called out. I saw you putting your dog's poop bags in my trash can. If you don't do this, I'm going to report you. And then like, just
what is the what is the crime there? What do you think you get fined? Is that a misdemeanor? What happens if you throw your dog's poop in a trash can?
It's a waste of police time and taxpayer dollars. I know that much. If you really make that call, you were very unaware.
Because I think about it like, at least you're picking it up. Like, I feel like it's a way worse social contract to break to just leave poop on someone's yard and just leave it there versus at least I picked it up and like, and you're going to be mad that I'm throwing it in your garbage that you're never going to, I'm sorry, are you going through your own garbage very often that you're upset that there might be poop in there?
That's right. And I think maybe it's the fact because it's not your poop. And if you don't have a dog, it's like, I didn't have that. I'm like, it's a trash can. Trash can goes in there. It gets dumped every week, right? So my philosophy is I would rather somebody pick up trash on the curb that they saw that they took the time to pick up on their jogging or walking or, you know, going out with their kids, picked up a trash on the street and put it in my trash can. I don't care if it's dog poop or not. If you want to pick up someone else's dog poop, that's great, because I shouldn't have to. But to your point, yes, absolutely. Like, don't just leave a turd in the yard. Like, pick it up and don't throw it away.
I know. I have to admit that happened to me. I didn't have a bag. And I wanted to go back, and then I forgot.
Convenient.
I was on someone's ring light in my neighborhood.
You were definitely on somebody's.
Because I'm not on next door, I have not been able to see someone complain about that tall, lanky girl and her little tiny chihuahua pooping in my yard.
Yep.
Oh, well, Lisa was a chihuahua.
Lisa was a chihuahua and not a bull mastiff.
That's right. One of the best quotes I've ever heard, it's my wife's uncle, big dog, big poop, little dog, little poop. That's how you determine the problems you're having in life. Are you a big dog or little dog? And I'm like, Uncle Jim, you are on fire. I love it.
That is a good one for referential. That's right. How big is this problem?
That's right.
But this brings up an interesting question, I think, of the need to have a space where you can complain. I don't feel like I don't have that urge. Like, I've never, for better or for worse, I don't leave Yelp reviews. Mm-hmm. I probably should leave them more when I actually do like a place, but product reviews on Amazon or any of those things. And I feel like I often, even maybe to my own detriment, try to just be the bigger person. And mm-hmm. I'm like, is this like in the realm of, is this a little poop or is this a big poop? That's right. I think more often than not, I'm like, oh, this is a little poop. Like, this is just move on. But it seems like more and more I have it in the minority of that. Mm-hmm. And that there's a lot of people who really need to make their grievances heard.
You're 100% on. And I think that the silence of, you know, the proverbial Karens and the what we thought were Biffs and Todds and Kens. I believe we now know that the new male version of the Davids from what the research shows.
That would not have been my guess. But tell us more about the research, because I appreciate that you even know that that is a thing. There has been research done on the equivalent. It's the equivalent of what is a male name for a Karen. But did the research also look into female names?
It did not.
So it was just male names.
It was basically trying to go off, like, you know, the unfortunate, if your name is actually Karen, you're a meme now, and this is what this means. And they were trying to figure out in the article of what is the male equivalent. And so they went to data. They said, let's go to TripAdvisor and Reddit and all the places where you leave reviews, your Yelps, all these things. And they found that overwhelmingly, the Davids of the world out here are leaving more one-star reviews and have a lot to say nationwide, hands down. And I said, well, my brother-in-law's David, love him to death. He does complain a little bit. Not as much as probably the ones out there. He's definitely not one to give a one-star review, but he has a strong opinion. He's an Eagle Scout. He's a great American. And I tell you, you have earned that right at some point. But too many people think they have the right to just say and complain about everything. And, you know, we have some rules in my house. My kids know, you know, no one likes a whiner. No one likes a complainer. I said, so go ahead and get those out of the way. We're not doing that in this house. When you leave this house and you go to those places, remember that rule applies everywhere you go. Now, if it's a big issue and you want to bring light to it, find the source of it and go there. You know, start from the bottom and work your way up. You know, I'm a big fan. You know, I grew up with my grandparents while my parents were in the Air Force, and they were big fans of writing letters. You know, that was a different era too. But if you really want to have something done, if you take the time to sit down and write a letter, whether it's to a company or to a business or whatever it is, somebody's going to read it likely and stop and think about that because you took the time. If they're good, they will respond to you and say something. Now we've got, you know, information at the speed of light. People will fire a text. People will jump on Yelp and give you a bad review. To your point there.
We'll at you on Twitter.
Instantly. Because they want that gratification of I did something. I'm big because I said something negative about somebody. Let's turn that around. Take all that energy and go give all the great things that happened that you're probably not reporting on and not putting out there of, I got great service here. I had this great teacher. I met an awesome police officer. This fireman helped me cross the street with my dog. Do those things. I tell people all the time, I said, people that lead with all this negativity out here said, man, I feel like you're going to have a short, boring, miserable life. I said, lead from another place, a place of caring and love and abundance where there's so much positivity out there. You have no time to worry about all that negativity. Leave that stuff behind you.
It also ages you.
That's right. That's right.
Hateful, angry people do not age well.
That's correct.
Which is why I look so young.
So young. I don't know what that says about my forehead wrinkles, as my daughter says, like, Daddy, where'd you get that extra forehead meat? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Forehead meat.
I've got forehead meat now.
All right. Well, we're going to take one more break. And then when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. It's already 1:47. This has gone so fast.
Time flies.
All right. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
That was a mistake. That was a complicated. My boss, she's like, she's very, she'll take, she's like, self-care is a big part of my life.